弟兄姐妹平安。
Blessings, brothers and sisters.
Especially, I want to address to the next generation as well. All the young people among us.
我也想跟我们的下一代打个招呼。
And this is also my my passion to invest into your life.
我的感动就是要投注在你们的生命里边。
And may you have a great year and just ask God for the heavenly wisdom.
祝你们有美好的一年，求主给智慧你们。
The wisdom will surpass all your age and all your learning from school.
这个智慧从神而来，是超越你们一切的年纪和这个教育可以给你们的。
Surpass any experience you may have on earth so that you may give glory to God.
超过一切的世上的这个经历，让你们可以荣耀神。
2016年的来临，也就是庆祝耶稣基督降生了2016年。
2016 have us celebrate the coming of Jesus Christ for 2016 years.
耶稣基督作王了2016年。
He has been king for 2016 years.
从耶稣降生到现在为止，耶稣一直在呼召他的门徒。
From the day he was born up to now, he is still calling his disciples.
从犹太人开始到外族的人
From the Jews to the Gentiles.
现在也临到我们中国人
And now it's come upon us Chinese people.
临到我们在北美的中国人
To us Chinese people in North America.
临到我们在加拿大里面是第一代还有是第二代的中国人
To us Canadian Chinese who are first generations and also second generation.
我们今年教会的主题是四主见门徒
This year our church's theme is to disciple all nations.
然后福音传万邦
and have the disciple all nations.
我们国语部也传承了我们去年的一个神给我们的意象
and for us Mandarin congregation we are carrying on the vision that we had from last year.
我们清楚地看见教会是一个金灯台
we see clearly that the church is a golden lampstand.
我们也在祷告等候的时间我们传承这样一个发亮的金灯台在我们今年中间
As we await in prayer, we pray that we will be that shining gold lampstand.
我们发现每一个金灯台也可以是代表每一个小组的发展。
And we also see that every gold lampstand can represent the development of every small group that we have.
让从一个金灯台变成有两个金灯台到更多更多更多的金灯台。
From one gold lampstand to become two to four and then keep multiplying.
要从你的家里从你的小组开始要繁殖要扩大。
From your family, from your small group, and then keep expanding.
我们在神面前的领受就是我们今年有四个阶段。
What we receive from the Lord is there are four stages.
我们第一个阶段是从一到三月开始，我们注重是在尾声上面。
From the first three months, from January to March, we will be focusing on commitment.
这也是每个基督徒的成长，甚至基督徒的突破里面不可以少的，就是我们对上帝的尾声。
This commitment to the Lord is very important along every believer's breakthrough.
试想一下，我们没有尾声的话，我们就没有下面的成长了。
If you do not have any commitment, then there will be no growth.
就像一个植物，如果没有落在一个盆子里，给它安定在那个泥土当中，它怎么样可以生根呢？
Just like a plant not being planted in a pot of soil, how can it continue to grow?
所以我们从我们自己的传道人，我们在讲台上面，我们带领弟兄姐妹，特别是我们基督徒，我们在基督的里面，我们要委身给我们的耶稣基督。
Therefore, from the preachers on to all the pastors, we're leading the whole congregation to commit our lives to Jesus Christ.
我们从四月到六月，我们学了这个委身之后，我们就学习在主的面前，在大家的面前彼此的开放。
And from April to June, as we learn to commit, then we continue our learning to open up ourselves.
所以到四月到六月，我们是要注重自己生命的开放。
So from April to June, we're looking at opening up our lives.
我们居然来到神的面前，居然来到弟兄姐妹的面前。如果我们没有打开自己的生命，我们又怎么样可以有连结呢？
As we come upon the presence of God and the presence of our community, if we do not open up ourselves, how can we connect with one another?
我们跟着我们的七月到九月
And then from July to September,
我们的主题是更新
And our theme is to fill up, transformation.
当我们有打开的时间
When we open up,
我们才让上帝的生命来到我们的中间，才可以有更新。
We need to allow the life of God to enter into our lives, then we can have the transformation.
在一个最后的阶段的中间，是从十月到十二月，我们的主题是传承。
And then from October to December, we are going to light up.
这是我们的盼望，在我们经过尾声，在我们经过我们的开放，再是更新，最后能够传承。
This is our dream and desire. We line up, we open up, we fill up, and then we light up.
就像一对的婚姻一样，有尾声结合，彼此的开放，彼此的更新，然后最后有下一代出来。
Just like in any marriages, that we get together, we line up, we open up, we get fill up, we light up, and then we get kids.
这是我们心里面最希望得到的，就是年终的时间，我们有更多家庭。有小组，我们能够得到更新和传承。
And we pray that every small group we have can be filled up and have transformation.
在一月份里边，我们要把我们整个教会里面放到一个祷告的气氛的中间。
Especially in the month of January, we need to situate our church in a culture of prayer.
好使我们的心能够在神面前能够融化，能够放松。
And let our hearts just melt before our Lord.
人与人之间能够安静的彼此有信任的。
And quiet down before one another as we continue to trust each other.
这种祷告的气氛怎么样去形成呢？
A spirit of prayer. How do we keep going?
我用一个这个钥匙跟这个锁，我们可以做个比喻。
Let me give you an example of a key and a keyhole, a lock.
这个钥匙就是人的祈求。
This key represents the things that we ask for.
这个锁就是上帝的应许。
This lock is the promise of God.
只要上帝所打造的这条钥匙能够配上他的应许。
As long as this unique key from God is matched into this keyhole in the lock.
意思就是说，我们祈求的和上帝所答应的，如果吻合的话，他就可以接触。
What I'm saying is the things that we ask for and the promise of God, when they fit into one another, then it's being unlocked.
然后在打开的时间，从这个锁的门，我们可以进到另外一个更深入的属灵境界当中。
And as the door is being unlocked, we can enter into a newer presence of God's.
只要这个钥匙和这个锁是相配的。
It's only this unique key and this keyhole are matched together.
但是今天的经文告诉我们。
But the scripture tells us today.
在教会里面的基督徒的属灵的情况
But in our spiritual status of our church,
属灵的情况可以在祷告里面发现
We can discover our spiritual status through prayer.
一般我们都没有可能也可能不知道我们属灵的情况直到我们对祷告的事情我们的反应我们就知道我们属灵的情况
How can we find out our spiritual status until we come before the Lord and as we pray, we see where we are?
圣经告诉我们雅各书里面第四章说了
Scripture says in the book of James chapter 4
他说你们中间的战争啊斗殴是从哪里来的呢
It says what causes fights and quarrels among you
你们人与人之间的斗争原来是从自己人内心的斗争开始
Don't they come from your desires that battle within you
你们拼命的想要而得不到
You desire but do not have so you kill
因为你们没有向上帝来求。
You covet but you cannot get what you want because you have not asked God.
纵使我们求了也得不到。
And even when you ask, you do not receive.
因为我们妄求。
Because you ask with wrong motives.
想问上帝拿一些只是跟于自己的私欲有关的事情。
We ask God for things that only come from our own sinful desires.
又浪费在一切的宴乐的当中。
And we spend what we have on our pleasures.
圣经里面提到的不求
And the Bible says, when you do not ask,
引起我的注意
It caught my attention.
不求就是不祷告，不祈求
When you don't ask, that means you don't pray. You don't just don't ask for it.
这段圣经里面是讲到基督徒的情况
And this scripture describes what happens to Christians.
我们想一下，当基督徒在不祷告的时候，到底发生什么事情
Let us think, when Christians do not pray, what's going on?
不求
We do not pray.
到底是不是不用求呢?
Is it because we don't need to ask?
不求的意思是不是不用求呢?
When we don't ask, does it mean we don't pray?
有一次我听到一个这样的一个见证告诉我。
One time I heard about this testimony.
有一次，一个教会在这个体育馆里面祷告。
There was this church praying inside the gym.
当他们众人在祷告的时间，忽然那个风扇发出了很大的响声，咕咕咕咕咕咕咕。
And suddenly, when as they were praying, the air conditioning became very, very loud, gung 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 like that.
这些很虔诚的基督徒心里面就非常的着急，心里觉得这个属灵征战越来越大。
So the Christians felt very distracted, and they're saying, "Oh, the spiritual battle is getting worse and worse."
所以他们就更加努力的祷告，主啊，求你把这个属灵征战能够得胜啊。
And so they keep praying, say, "Lord, please help us and crumble the spiritual battle amidst us."
然后就是那个祷告的人很清楚的听到神跟他讲。
And then the prayer clearly heard what the Lord said to them.
他说：“你只要走到那个墙边，把那个风扇给关掉，声音就停了。
Just go turn off the fan and you'll stop.
就这么简单。
That's simple.
不用求，把它关掉。
Don't need to pray. Just go turn it off.
是不是这个不求就是不用求呢
？Is it because we don't pray that because we don't need to pray?
还是在不求的后面，其实有一些更深的意义在中间，我们要思考。
Maybe there's deeper meaning behind it that we need to reflect on.
我自己在想，可能这些人不求之前是求过的。
Maybe these people have because they don't pray is because they have asked before.
但是他们求过之后，但是神全部都说 no。
When they keep asking, all that they got from God was a no answer.
为什么我信了这个基督教的神，这样跟他祷告，他也说不行；我那样祷告，他也不行呢
？How come everything that I ask for, God always tells me it's a no?
当这个神不听祷告的时间，我再祷告有什么用呢？所以我就不祷告，我就不求了。
When this God doesn't even listen to my prayers, what point is that? Why might as well not pray?
有时候这可能是我们一种的经历。
This may be our experience.
就好像当一个人不求的时间，他总是以自己的方法想开上帝的锁。
So when a person doesn't pray, maybe he's using his own key, his own methods to open that lock.
他用其他的钥匙想开不同的锁。
They're using their own keys to open that particular lock.
要用自己的私欲想上帝帮他达成。
They use their own desires as their prayer and ask God to fulfill it.
但是自己的祈求却不是上帝他的应许。
But our desire is not equivalent to God's promise.
所以好多人在这个祷告的事情上，基督徒开始不祷告了。
But because of that, therefore, a lot of Christians just do not pray.
但是我们没有了解到原来问题是出现在我们身上。
And we didn't realize the problem is actually on our own.
我们就不再求了。
And we don't ask anymore.
我们也不想去求了。
And we don't even want to ask anymore.
甚至不敢去求了。
We don't even dare to ask anymore.
因为知道我们看到自己所要求的都是地上的事情。
Because what we ask for are all worldly things.
都是日常生活里面很短暂的事情。
All things that are very, very short term.
甚至是自己一些认为可以有娱乐有一些厌乐的事情。
Maybe they are there to just satisfy our own pleasures and desires.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣的主导文说，我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
In the Lord's Prayer it says, give us our daily bread.
我们所需要的，我们向神来求。
What we need, we ask God for it.
我们知道上帝一定会帮助我们。
We know that God will come and help us.
但是在我们一些更奢侈、更些想要的事情上面，我们祷告，上帝不一定要答应我们。
But then for many other things that we want and we desire, God may not answer us.
圣经提摩太前书第六章第六到第八节也这样说。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 to 8, it says,
他说，然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力了，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。只要有衣有食，就当知足。
It says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that.
弟兄姐妹，我们亲爱的朋友，今天我们祷告的生活是什么呢
？How's your prayer life, brothers and sisters?
如果我们做了一个基督徒，我们却没有继续的祷告，而不想祷告，也不再需要祷告的时间，其实反映我们生命里面是有一种问题的。
As a Christian, if we don't want to pray, don't need to pray, and don't dare to pray, there are issues in our life.
因为我们活在一个可以不需要神也可以活的日子当中。
Because we're living in this kind of life that we don't really need God, and we can still go on.
我们发现其他没有信仰的人一样过，我们不祷告， 也一样的过。
People who do not know God, the non-believers, they live their life like that, and we're doing the same thing.
但这个世界上的人所追求的都是短暂，都是虚空的。
But what the people going after in this world are very short-term. They're impractical.
可能我们不祷告里面也发现我们自己原来太安逸在加拿大的生活里面。
And maybe in our life, a prayerlessness life, we have actually entered into a life of comfort in Canada.
我发现我们在加拿大里面，特别是中国人的圈子里面，很容易落在安逸这样的一个危机当中。
I see that a lot of the Canadian Chinese, especially in Canada, we have entered into this temptation of complacency.
就是没有危机感。
We don't have this sense of risk amidst us.
我们有吃的，有食的，有穿的，有住的，什么我们都有，非常的安逸，我们不需要再祷告了。
Everything around us is there. We don't need anything else. So we are in a very comfortable level. Why do we need to pray?
我们日常的生活非常的多，可能要有事业，有投资，有发展。
We have our career, our investments, our development in life.
注重的小孩的学习，课外的活动。
We focus on our kids' education, on the extracurricular activities.
一天到晚的行程可以是满满的。
Our daily schedule can be filled very quickly.
弟兄姐妹，这些在圣经里面都不是错。
Brothers and sisters, in the scripture, this is all good.
都不是错。
Nothing wrong with it.
都不是错。
It's nothing wrong with it.
但是如果基督徒当中有一样事情是错了。
But then if in Christians, there's something wrong with it.
就是只有生活，没有信仰。
That means in our lives, we only have the daily livings, but we do not have the faith.
就好像我们知道在一个的大的玻璃瓶，如果这个玻璃瓶形容我们一生的时间。
It's like in a big jar, and that jar describes all the life, a time we have in our life.
我们每天的这些的事业、工作、还房贷、小孩的学习、我们的旅游等等等等等等等等。
Our mortgages, our career, our kids' development, everything is put in there.
我们都是每天的就这样子放在我们这个的时间的瓶子当中。
Everything that we experience every day, we just enter into that big jar.
这些的事情是短暂的，也是带不走的。
And then we cannot be taken away.
如果我们没有把神的时间和神的事情来安排好，
If we have not arranged according to the align with the will of God,
我们在一生这个的瓶子的时间中间所装的只是沙土。
This life of jar that we have is filled with sand and dust.
但是相反的，我们在2016年的时间，好像在我们生活里面充满了这些安逸的时间表。
As we have been filled with this whole schedule of complacency,
让我们在年初的时间，我们先把神的事情来安排。
That's at the beginning of the year. That's focused first on the things of God.
那是永恒的事情。
Things that last forever.
那是基督徒最核心的事情。
Right at the center of every believer.
那是不能再拖到2017年的事情。
Things that cannot be delayed till 2017.
让我们在2016年这个时间的瓶子当中。
As we look at the year of 2016 in this jar of life.
我们把每天我们遇见神的时间，我们安静的时间。
Let us have the time before our Lord, those quiet moments.
我们把周日崇拜的时间。
The Sunday worship time.
把神所关心最主要的事情，我们先放到这个瓶子里面。
What God cares the most about in our lives, we put it first into this jar.
其他的事情，跟着还有多少的时间和空间和精力，我们再去安排。
And the rest of the things will just align with it, and we organize it according to these most important things.
因为耶稣基督的话，原话是这样说的。
Because Jesus Christ used to say it that way.
他说：“人到我这里来，若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。”
And he says, "Anyone who wants to be my follower must love me far more than he does his own father, mother, wife, children, brothers and sisters. Yes, even his own life."
可能我们今天落入一个安逸的时间的中间，我们把神放在我们生活的时间外面。
Maybe we have become so comfortable that we have put God right outside our lives.
我就说我们在这个时间表的中间，我们妻子啊、父母啊、儿女啊、自己的性命，不是说不重要，只是说如果这个比爱神还要多的话，这是我们不能做耶稣基督的门徒。
I'm not saying that our father, mother, spouses, our family is not important. I'm just saying that if they are more important than God himself, then there's something wrong there.
耶稣基督也帮助我们能够看到，我们做一个门徒要先把耶稣基督他最关心的事情和神天国里面最重要的事情先放到这个时间的瓶子里当中。
May God help us to see what is the most important according to Jesus Christ's life and put that right into the center of our jar.
其他的事情，其他的事业等等的情况，我们可以因着这个空间所剩余的我们来安排。
The rest will just fill up accordingly.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们自己今天可能会面对安逸的这样一个危机。
Brothers and sisters, maybe we're actually facing a life of complacency.
但我们第一点说，我们看到一个基督徒不求，就是他没有祷告，没有再向神有任何要求的背后，可能就是安逸。
What we see is when we don't ask is because we don't pray, and behind that is actually maybe we're being too comfortable.
而这个安逸的中间，因为没有任何神的时间表排在的中间。
And in this life of comfort is because we don't even have God's timetable in it.
这样的人也不配做耶稣基督的门徒。
And then you're not worth to become a disciple of Christ.
所以很多时候我们属灵的光景是从祷告里面可以发现。
So actually our spiritual status can be discovered through prayer.
今天如果我们不求的话，求主让我们看到自己属灵的光景。
When we don't ask, may God help us to see where we stand spiritually.
让我们把信仰、把主耶稣基督和天国的事情放在我们时间这个瓶子的中间。
That the kingdom of God and all the things that according to Jesus Christ be put into this jar right in the middle.
其他空余的时间、空余的空间，我们再做其他的安排。
The rest will continue to fill in.
以神为重。
Have Christ-centered.
先求他的国和他的义。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
这第一点，我们先要检查自己的。
So first of all, reflect on our own.
到底这个钥匙和这个门锁到底是不是相配呢？
This key and this lock, do they really match each other?
当我们不再去开这个的锁的时间，是否我们已经了解到这个钥匙本身是有问题的？
When the key doesn't match the lock, have we become notice that the key actually doesn't fit.
求主帮助我们越来越明白，我们应该找一个对的钥匙来开对的门。
Help God help us to have that appropriate key for that lock.
第二方面，我们看到就是我们雅各书第四章第三节说到的妄求。
Second point is James 4 chapter verse 3. It says you ask with wrong motives.
妄求。
Wrong motives when you ask.
有一次我在 Richmond Hill 一个商场里面购物出来。
One time I was shopping in this mall in Richmond Hill.
我就在停车场里面遇到一个女士。
And I saw this lady coming approaching me.
当时夏天，她就撑着一个雨伞。
It was summer and he had an umbrella on.
从很远的地方就走过来，看到我了。
And coming from afar, she saw me.
她就跟我说她的生活有多么的困难，是用她非常不标准的英语来跟我说。
And she was telling me in this very broken English how difficult her life is.
当然我身为一个牧师，我首先所关心的就是他在属灵里面他的情况是怎么样。
So as a pastor, the first thing that I take care of is how is she doing spiritually?
我是抓了这个机会，我会帮他的，但是我抓了这个机会，我跟他谈信仰的问题。
I know I would help her, but then from this opportunity, I wanted to see how I can help her spiritually.
很快我知道他是信主的。
And I know that she is a believer.
起码是用我的观察，我知道他信主。
Well, at least I try to detect that she is a believer.
因为我讲到我是牧师，我们有上帝怎么样的，他就把他的皮包拿出来，有一张已经烂烂的一个耶稣的照片。
So as I was talking to her about faith, about God, she pulled up from her wallet and gave me a little picture of Jesus.
她的动作，她的神态是很金贵这样一个的。
And she held the picture very preciously.
哦，我说原来你也是信耶稣的。
So I said, oh, you're a believer.
然后我就后来就给了她一些的钱，然后也为她在停车场那里祷告。
So I gave her some money and I prayed for her right at the car park.
我也鼓励她，我说我们这里有一个的教会，也欢迎你来。
And I said, we have a church here, we welcome you here.
然后我就掏出了我的笔，把我的名字，把教会的名字，把教会的电话都写在这个纸上给她。
So I wrote down for her all the information about me and about the church.
但是当我掏出笔一直在写的时间，她是看着我的笔。
So as I was writing, she kept looking at my pen.
她就看着我说，你可不可以把这支笔也给我？
And she said, can you give me that pen?
他生活有缺，我是有钱，我是有一点点的奉献帮助他。
She is in need. I gave her some of my money to help her out.
但是看到我这支笔
but she saw my pen.
他说我可不可以也要你的笔？
She said, "Can I have that pen?"
有时候我们的心里面是不是跟上帝也一样？
Do we have the heart of God?
神可能给了我们一样，我们还需要的更多。
God already gave us some, but we want more.
这些可能都是地上的事情。
Maybe these are things of the world.
也有些的事情可能变成一种的妄求。
And these desires become things that we ask with wrong motives.
不是我们必须的，而是我们想要的。
Not that we need it, but we want it.
圣经说，当一个人妄求的时间，他是要浪费在他们的宴乐中间。
The Bible tells us when we ask with the wrong motives, we spend our time in pleasures.
今天我们也可能落在这个妄求的这样一种的祷告生活当中。
Maybe we're in this stage where we ask with wrong motives.
路加福音第八章第十四节告诉我们。
Luke 8, it tells us.
他说那落在荆棘里的就是人听了道走开之后被今生的思虑钱财宴乐挤住了便结不出成熟的籽粒来。
It tells us that when we ask and we keep asking with the wrong motives, with all the sinful desires, then nothing good can come out of it.
也讲到我们是基督徒，但是没有结出任何的果子出来，有一个问题。
As a Christian, we do not bear fruit. There is an issue there.
就是因为有这些的厌乐的事情，有这些金钱的事情，有这些私欲的事情，把我们的心给挤住了。
Because there's so many desires of our own flesh that comes out from the world.It distracts us from asking the right thing.
我特别在这里有个感动，是跟那些快步入中年、已经是中年和中年刚刚再见的人说的。
I am touched to especially speak to those who are already in middle age, almost entering into middle age around there. I want to speak to you.
就是七零后。
The 70s, if you're born in the 70s.
六零后。
60s.
五零后的人。
And the 50s.
当然包括我自己
Include myself.
就是那些已经抓住青春的尾巴
those
快拉不住了
those who are hanging onto the coattail of youth almost losing it
就是在 Facebook 上面找到老同学那种高兴
when you find your old friends from Facebook
然后你怎么样都要回去自己的地方有一个同学会
and you go back to whateverplace to have your anniversary with your reunion with your friends.
然后就是回到以前那里找青春感觉的那种人。
You go back to the before to find those memories of youth.
头发开始白了。
Get white hair.
皮肤没有以前好了。
Oh, get a bit loose on your face.
眼睛的这个精神也开始不太够了。
And then you start to lose decrease in energy.
最受打击的就是
And then the most important, or the worst of all,
就是第一次听到朋友叫自己叫叔叔阿姨那种心疼。
And then you see your friends asking you, saying that you're an uncle or auntie.
心里非常的不痛快。
And you feel very upset.
感觉自己应该是哥哥或者是姐姐，但是变成了叔叔和阿姨了。
So I've graduated into a new level of being called.
青春快在我们的前头。溜走了。
Youth is leaking through our hands.
当我们在妄求的时间，甚至有一些很极端的例子，我们看到有偏差到一种的情况。
When we ask with the wrong motive, there can be even extreme cases.
他感觉到自己的婚姻淡而无味，而发现了一个更有兴趣的第三者。
We just think that our marriage is just so boring, and then we see this another person, which is very interesting.
他开始想换一个人，找一个新的对象。
And they want to start changing partners.
在妄想而已哈，没有做。
Just thinking about it, haven't done it yet. Okay, just thinking.
甚至有种祷告，主啊，这是不是你为我预备的人
？And then we even pray, oh, is this actually the right person that you have prepared for me?
最好这个能够有什么事情，我就解决了，我能够找到一个新的最爱呢
？How can I just take care of this big problem here and just go for this?Bigger love that I have.
有时候我们的偏差的妄想甚至妄求是在不在神的应许的当中。
All these things that we're asking with the wrong motives, they are not from the promise of God.
其实在这种的情况的中间我们要很坦白的说。
Let us be frank with ourselves.
我们做一个基督徒不是应该要换一个人。
As Christians, it's not that we need to change our partners.
我们是要求神换一个心给我们。
We need to ask God to change our hearts.
是全新的心。
A whole renewed heart.
是基督的心。
The heart of Christ.
是圣灵充满 那种的更新的爱的心。
It's spirit-filled heart filled with love.
我们知道在加拿大里面，这个中国人的餐厅也是非常的多。
You know, in Canada, there's a lot of Chinese restaurants.
我们各种宴乐场合都有。
Many banquets and events being held there.
我们知道这个周末、周六、周日这些中餐厅里面都是水泄不通，都是不但是坐满，还得排队，
Usually,
对不对？
During weekends, they're all filled up, and even there's a long line along these restaurants.
小餐厅到水饺店到港式西餐全是满的。
From the little bistros to the cha cha ting, and then the dim sum place.
这些的大大小小，甚至大餐厅高档次的也在排队。
Even those high-end, expensive restaurants, they are filled with people.
无论怎么样，我们看到中国人餐厅的生意这么好。
And we say business is good with Chinese restaurants.
但是相反的，教会的数目是比餐厅的数目要少哦。
But on the contrary, the number of churches we have actually is less than the number of restaurants we have.
但是教堂为什么没坐满呢
？But how come we have not filled our churches?
这些反映了人这种的妄求、这种的需求、这种的欲望和厌乐，其实是很大的。
Maybe it reflects our heart where we desire pleasures more than anything else.
我们对吃的文化，我们对吃的追求，可能比信仰里面最深的心灵的渴望要更加的大。
We're all such great foodies, you know.
当我们真正做一个基督徒的时间，我们的心里面知道有这么心灵这种的渴望的时间。
When we know that there's this desire in our hearts.
我们看到餐厅里面那么多的中国人，我说为什么教堂里面坐不满？
And when I look at all the people in the Chinese restaurant, I ask myself, how come we do not fill it up in the churches?
为什么信仰的理念最宝贵的事情我们却没有追求呢
？How come when there's up to the faith which is so key to our life, we're not going after it?
耶稣也说过这样的话。
And Jesus once said this.
他说：“但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。挪亚的日子，人子。”降临也要怎样？当洪水之前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶。
But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For the days of before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and given in marriage.
耶稣基督再来的时间已经快到。
Christ is returning soon.
我们从各世界的迹象和社会道德的变化和风气，我们能嗅出来。
From the signs of the times, we see that He is returning.
这一切已经把整个地球的人在地球村里面已经搅成一团了。
And it has mingled up all the people within this global village.
走到哪里
go,
都不能避开互相的牵连。
Wherever we go, we're all connected. We can't escape it.
信仰在我们基督徒的中间也变成一种的挑战。
The faith in all Christians has become a challenge to us.
甚至我们看到我们在这个教堂的中间在教会的中间我们看到这个人数方面也是有一些的危机的。
And even in this congregation, we see that the number of people coming have decreased.
人数背后也看到这个信仰的一种的风气。
And behind the numbers, we see where we are spiritually.
世界和教会里面常常有好多的事情是互相的影响。
The world and the church is impacting one another in tension.
我们求上帝帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
要避免世俗里面的太多的过分的宴乐。
To be in the world but not of the world.
那我们所追求的是上帝赐给我们最彻底、最实际的事情。
Let's just go after what the Lord gives us ultimately.
我们要渴望的，像路加福音十一章里面所说的。
What we look for is what we see in Luke chapter 12.
圣经说，耶稣说：“我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻求就寻见，叩门就给你们。”开门。
It says, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you; seek and you will find; knock and the door will be opened to you."
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
For everyone who asks receives; the one who seeks finds; and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened.
你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头；求鱼，反给蛇，当鱼给他呢？
Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you ask for an egg, will give him a scorpion?
求鸡蛋反给他蝎子呢
？And if you ask for an egg, will give you a scorpion?
然后路加记载说，耶稣说：“你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西 给儿女，何况天父岂不将更将圣灵给他，给求他的人吗？
And then the Lord says, even though you're evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
同样耶稣的教导在马太福音和路加福音里面都出现过。
The same teaching from Christ has appeared also in Luke and also in Matthew.
内容和字句几乎一样。
The content is almost very, very similar.
但有一个关键。
But there's one key.
马太有，路加不同的。
It's in Matthew, but a bit different in Luke.
当路加，我在思考，路加可能在寻访耶稣的原话的时间。
Whereas I was thinking, reflecting on this passage from Luke.
到底这个好东西是指什么？
What is this good thing?
不能那么空泛。
Can't be just that empty.
既然那么好东西，到底这什么东西？
What are these good gifts that the Father gives us?
他后来问到耶稣的门徒，亲耳听到了，耶稣说是圣灵。
And then they asked Jesus Christ, and Christ himself replied, "It is the Holy Spirit."
他就把马太所写的这个好东西，后来在路加福音里面说，将圣灵给他，很清楚、具体的告诉我们。
So what Matthew says is a good gift is being explained in Luke, and that is the Holy Spirit.
而今天我们在结束的时间，耶稣基督又告诉我们应该求的是什么。
As we come to an end, Christ tells us.
不是说我们世界的事情我们不做，要做一个清教徒，不是。
Not that we're going to forfeit all the worldly things that we have to
engage in. 我们要先求神的国和神的义。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
我们求耶稣基督心里面给我们最好的圣灵。
We ask for what Jesus Christ gives us, which is the Holy Spirit.
因为祈求的就给你们，寻找的寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
You seek and you will find, you knock and it will be open to you.
耶稣基督给我们应许。
Christ gives us the promise.
上帝要把最好的事情，就是圣灵，要赐给我们。
God the Father gives us the best thing of all, which is His own Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
但是前面更重要的，你们要 ask, 你们要求。
But what's most important, you have to ask for it.
因为不求的人是得不到的。
If you don't ask, you don't have it.
我们很准确的求，就是求天父，你把圣灵赐给我，我想要这样的一个圣灵在我的心中。
Let's ask correctly. We ask for the Holy Spirit to give it to us, and we put that into the keyhole to unlock the door before us.
耶稣一句话带过，但是我觉得是非常有意义的一句话。
Christ mentioned briefly this, but I think it's a very, very important passage.
圣灵充满带来什么？
What does the filling of the Holy Spirit bring to us?
圣灵充满能救我们脱离一切的坏习惯，改变我们像那种的大山一样的臭脾气。
The filling of the Holy Spirit can help us to change all our bad habits, even those big tempers we have like a mountain.
很实际吧？
Yeah, very practical, right?
圣灵充满也就是在困境的中间，我们仍然有喜乐平安的歌声。
The filling of the Spirit means that even in our most desperate times, we still have that joy that comes from heaven.
而且我们可以看到最终的出路。
And we can see the hope that points us to the breakthrough.
圣灵充满是不花一块钱，却得到心灵里面最大的满足。
The filling of the Holy Spirit is we don't have to spend one penny, and we get the most contentment from the heavens.
就是可以把我们酗酒、赌博、上网、消费瘾的这些全部戒掉。
So all by the gambling, the addictions like gambling, alcoholism, internet can be all cut off.
圣灵的充满也让我们能够读圣经看得明白。
Filling of the Holy Spirit and opens up our hearts to see and read the Word of God.
读得有味道。
And then when we read it, it's filled with joy.
而且把属灵成长最基本的要素就是一种渴望的心赐给我们。
It increases the spirit of hunger in us for God's word.
圣灵充满就是把教会唱诗歌化为我们心灵里面可以发出的敬拜的歌声。
Filling of the Holy Spirit is as we worship together in spiritual songs, it becomes the life songs of our own that comes welling from our heart.
就好像我们聚会的时间，原本说我们唱一条教会的歌吧。
And then as we come to worship, let's say we just sing a song.
我们就唱一条教会的歌，唱一首歌吧。
And we just sing a song.
当圣灵充满的时候，你这首歌就是你自己对神的敬拜和赞美，是从心掏出来的对神的敬拜。
But as we are filled with the Spirit, this song becomes what comes out from our heart, becomes our own personal worship and praise.
圣灵的充满也就是使我们有智慧，能看穿很复杂的环境。
The filling of the Spirit helps us to see clearly, even in very, very complicated situations.
这可以补足我们一切原生家庭、属世的教育、人生的经历里面所缺乏的，一切都可以超过。
Even what we lack from our family of origin, from our education, from what we experience lacks in us, the Holy Spirit comes and fills it on us.
圣灵充满是把上帝的爱，是无条件的爱，是坦然能够牺牲的爱赐给我们。
The filling of the Spirit gives us the love, the depth, the width of God's love and enter into us.
让我们这个夫妻的关系好像已经死了的关系一样，就可以重新再来。
And even let that deadly marriage becomes rejuvenated and renewed.
圣灵的充满也可以把曾经挂在我们身上一个假冒为善的一个基督徒的外号能改变过来。
Filling of the Holy Spirit can take off that hypocritical me and take it away.
人家说这个是假冒为善的一个基督徒，我们总是挂那个牌子，为什么要一直要做一个假冒为善的基督徒呢？
And people say, look at what a hypocrite this person is. Why do we need to be hypocritical persons?
当圣灵充满了时间，我们有基督的香气自然地发出来。
When we have been filled with the Spirit, we have the fragrance of Christ come bursting out.
这就是圣灵充满的时间，一个人是一辈子的努力都达不到的，就是要 ask for the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts.
This kind of filling of the Spirit is not what we can accomplish, but we need to ask for Him to come and fill us.
今天最后的时间，我们再一次重复耶稣基督他的命令。
Let us just repeat what commandments of Jesus.
就是把我们这个的锁能够插到这个的这个钥匙能够插到这个锁的当中。
To put the key right into that lock.
能够在这个锁的中间把我们能够在属灵当中开启另一扇的门。
In our spiritual status, we can just turn on this lock, open it up, and enter.
让我们进入更深的神的同在和属灵的经历当中。
Enter into a deeper presence of God himself.
我们来唱一首歌，我请 worship team 上来帮助我们。
Let's sing a song.
求主来充满，然后我们用一个的祷告来把今天我们所听得到能够化成我们的生活。
We ask for the Holy Spirit to come and fill us.
好，音乐，谢谢。我们来唱这首歌，我们来唱一次。
Let's sing this song.
然后带大家做一个祷告。
Holy Spirit to fill us, and then we'll pray together.
我们诚心来唱，弟兄姐妹。主，我愿寻求你的面。求你充满我，来充满我。主，我渴慕你的同在，求你洁净我，来充满我。耶稣。一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们大家低头。
Let's bow our heads.
Including all the English speakers and the second generation.
还有所有的年轻人也一样。
Let's commit ourselves to the Lord.
让我们在神的面前委身。
Whether it reflects in the Bible, reflects in our life.
就在我们的生命，在我们的神的话里边反映出来。
Yes, I'm a Christian, but I do not ask, I do not pray anymore.
但我是基督徒，但是我不再求的话。
Maybe I feel too comfortable living on this earth.
或是我的生命太舒服呢。
What's so special about this Christianity?
这个基督教有什么的特别呢？
May the Lord forgive me.
求主宽恕我。
Revive my heart.
帮助我的心。
Renew a spirit in me.
更新我心里边的灵。
我们也祈求上帝来帮助我们。
May the Lord come and help us.
除去我们心中一切厌乐和享受的心。
Remove all the desires for just pleasures in our heart.
那些不需要的奢侈。
Whatever we don't really need.
不需要浪费的时间和金钱。
Things that we're wasting our time and money on.
让我们不要作为一个妄求的基督徒。
Let us not be a person who asks with the wrong motives.
也求耶稣基督，你把你自己最宝贵的圣灵也放在我们的心中。
And may the Lord, you put the Holy Spirit right into our heart.
我所祈求的就是圣灵保惠师，你在我的心中。
What we ask for is the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, come and
来大大的充满我
come and fill us,
以至于我能够做一个真正的基督徒
so we can be a real Christian.
这是我自己的祷告
This is my prayer.
因为这个时代是需要这样的人
Because in times and ages like this, we need people.
一直的祷告和寻求，直到圣灵你在我的心中来充满
We keep pressing on and pressing in until you fill us wholly with your Spirit, O Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
In Christ's name, we pray.
Amen.